This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recalled the last eruption in 2002 that killed 250 people and left 120,000 homeless. It's one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. Volcano experts said Saturday new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east toward Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed towards the city center, but it's difficult to forecast. Power has been out across much of the area and phone lines have been busy. English health officials said Saturday a double dose of COVID-19 vaccines is almost as effective against the fast-spreading variant of the coronavirus first identified in India as it is against Britain's dominant strain. Britain's health minister said the data was groundbreaking and he was increasingly hopeful that the government would be able to lift more COVID restrictions next month. A study by the Public Health England found that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine was 88% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant 2 weeks after the second dose. Two doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine were 60% effective against symptomatic disease from the Indian variant. That is compared with 66% effectiveness against the British variant, according to PHE. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is looking into reports that a very small number of teenagers and young adults vaccinated against the coronavirus may have experienced heart problems. That's according to the New York Times, citing the agency's vaccine safety group. The CDC is reviewing several dozen reports that teenagers and young adults may have developed the myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle after vaccination. There were relative few cases, and they may be entirely unrelated to vaccination, according to the newspaper. The review is in the early stages, and the agency has yet to determine whether there is any evidence the vaccines cause the heart condition. Heart problems seem to have occurred in adolescents and young adults about 4 days after their second dose of either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines. Earlier this month, the U.S. authorized a Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine for children aged 12 to 15. Egyptian mediators said Saturday that they are working to reinforce a day-old ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants as officials appeal for a period of calm with the humanitarian aid crisis in Gaza after 11 days of fighting. The ceasefire began before dawn Friday and is still holding early Sunday morning, enabling officials to start assessing the scale of damage. Despite the confrontations between Israeli police and Palestinian protesters at a Jerusalem holy site Friday, there have been no reports of Hamas rocket launches from Gaza or Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave during the ceasefire. A senior UN official who toured Gaza Saturday warned of increased health risk and widespread despair after homes, roads, and other vital infrastructure, including hospitals, were damaged or destroyed. Egyptian delegates have been shuttling between Israel and Gaza since mediating the ceasefire, and on Saturday met the Palestinian president in the occupied West Bank, according to an aide to the Palestinian leader. At least 16 people were killed, 5 more missing after extreme weather hit runners taking part in the 100-kilometer cross-country mountain race in China. The extreme weather hit the area during the race being held in the Gansu province. As of 3 o'clock Sunday morning, 16 people were found dead, and the rescue of the 5 missing were still underway. The race was halted. People's daily newspaper gave a slightly different toll of 15 dead and 16 still missed, 6 still missing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.